This was, there was a box in Saturn V. It was called 253 multiplexer. That's the replacement.
I remember in my reporting days about the Saturn multiplexer. Amazing. Is this current technology?
Yes.
I mean, yes.
I built this for Northrop. And NASA didn't want it.
So this was pre-Apollo.
Right.
Or certainly, yeah.
You see those chips, were the chips which Barclay gave me $110,000.
For you to develop. And they didn't want it.
Yeah, I...
But it was new.
Brought this thing to Walter Hobberg. They say, that's too new.
And yet people cheer the team. And I'll probably do some of that in my book. But they were not gods. He was a human.
With the little peons, midgets.
Too bad.
Too bad.
So we accomplished the impossible despite them.
Thanks to von Braun.
So you said to hell with it and went on to other things.
Was making my life miserable. I'm in frustration. You go home on the race with your wife, with your kids and everybody else.
Right.
And she say, no, to hell with the job. Leave.
You don't need that. Well, it worked out fairly well, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. The Love Company, ADS, which was valued for $93 million, I started in the garage for the $12,000 second mortgage on the house.
you and Olin King, he started in his basement. Do you know Mr. King?
Yeah.
I sat next to him at lunch yesterday. I haven't met your son Mark, but I know my publisher Bob Ludwig and his wife have gotten very close, I think, to Mark and and his wife.
I planned well enough for the kids, but not well enough. I needed one more son for lawyer.
How many sons do you have?
Three.
Yeah.
Ralph is public relations. Tops.
And I was going to say, very, very good at it.
Very good at it. He's number two. Number one, Alan. He's top-notch engineer for Cornell. Ralph and Mark are from Stanford.
I see.
Mark is top-notch financials.
You needed a lawyer. In today's world, especially.
Yeah.
Well, you did the best you could.
Yeah. he was very careful of talking personal things.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly he knew about me that his guys don't like me.
Mm-hmm.
So he was very cautious.
Sure.
Didn't disclose nothing.
Mm-hmm. But he was obviously an admirer of yours and a fan of yours.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. I noticed on, where did I notice it? Up there. It's a European style of a degree, like dip. Obviously, that means diplomate.
Yeah.
And like,
right.
For engineering. What right. Now? What is the U.S. equivalent of that? Is that like a B.S. degree or master's degree or?
That master's degree.
Ah.
Is the equivalent to...
Oh, professional engineer, is that
right?
Okay.
Diplomation, not that's German. This is Canadian.
Ah.
European. See, the ADS company which we had we finished with some 45 offices all over the world. Monopoly.
Mm-hmm. Some 45 companies?
Officers.
Officers, ah, I see.
All over Europe, Australia, China.
With what company? With
ADS,
I see. I see. And you had a monopoly in that field? Through patents and...
No.
Just control of the business. I see. See, you already gave me your card.
I have it strictly on the basis of it was so advanced that nobody believed in it.
Mm-hmm. Shades of the Von Braun
deputies. So what? This field was controlled by civil engineers. Throughout the U.S., all over the world, consulting companies. So initially I tried to sell our monitoring to the consulting engineers.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want it. So I bypassed them.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the people who were going to spend the money, city.
Mm-hmm. And so directly.
Directly.
Mm-hmm.
Like Houston, they have often a little bad problem with pollution. But they have a consulting engineer, a local guy, a dummy. So I try to see the consulting engineers draw those conclusions from engineering statistics,
mm-hmm.
assumptions. I was doing the work by measuring it.
That reminds me of a Von Braun story, but go ahead.
So in Houston, I went to the consulting engineer. She said, no, we don't need you. We don't need any monitoring. I went to the city engineer, and he said, that's precisely what I need, a $20 million contract.
Oh, is right. The story I was going to mention, which I've put in the book, is that when Von Braun was a very young man, you know, 18, 19, 20 years old, and getting into experimental rocketry, there was a rival group across town in Berlin, and Max Vallier or Vallier, and one of the Rydells, Walter Rydell, was in that other group, and von Braun was with these guys once, and they were telling how they were a little apprehensive during their own rocket test because they had calculated pressures and thrusts to be and various forces to be thus and such. And von Braun said, in our group, we don't calculate these forces, we measure them. They knew, there was no doubt, they knew what they had, and it was not guesswork. So that's what you measured.
Yeah, well, this job in Sydney, we put 1,100 computers in a manhole.
Mm-hmm.
And transmitted the information to Huntsville.
Hmm.
The main computer software was in Huntsville during the night. When the rails are cheap, we connect all those 1,100 transceivers there to Huntsville and put it here.
And how did you transmit?
Telephone.
With telephone lines.
Yeah.
It didn't involve satellite signals.
Yes.
Hmm. So you had that many computers down in the
manholes.
In the manholes. Amazing.
And we designed the computers, we built it ourselves, we maintained it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Vertically integrated.
I see.
We did everything.
Yes. Who now owns that company?
We sold the company to a Swedish outfit called Axel Johnson, $7 billion company.
Mm-hmm.
And our deal was they bought 80% of the company for $12.7 million.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed for 4 more years. But they tried to replace us.
Mm-hmm.
When the time came to pay for the 20 additional bits there, the 10.
It went for a little higher rate.
About $80 million.
Pretty good arithmetic.
Started $12,000 second mortgage on the house.
That you started with. a risk taker.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Do you have a biographical sketch or resume? I'm not sure I'll need that because I have some here, but is there anything
those guys
in print?
Oh, they wrote an article about